This is Sell Without Selling, Episode 7.
If you're ready to get out of your own way to follow the seven-figure science of success, then welcome to Sell Without Selling. Tune in with renowned international speaker Stacey O'Byrne as she shows you how mastering relationships, achieving the proper mindset, and attaining the necessary motivation will catapult you away from failure and onto your journey to greatness. And now, here is your host, Stacey O'Byrne.
Hi, I'm Stacey O'Byrne, and I get to hang out with successful entrepreneurs, business owners, sales professionals, and some of the top business influencers and thought leaders in the world. You see, I believe that it's important to learn the art and science of how to sell without selling, and that is the only way to achieve six and seven figure success. So, if you want to be a success magnet, attract quality people in your network, and significantly increase your sales and ultimately your success, then you're in the right place because this is the Sell Without Selling podcast. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Sell Without Selling. I'm your host, Stacey O'Byrne, and I believe that learning the art and the science of how to sell without selling is the only way to achieve high six and seven figure success. I'm really excited to get in today's topic, and really quick, if you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, or a sales professional, and you haven't hit the level of success that you've wanted or needed, or if you're stuck and needing a pivot in your business, in your success, or you just want more, and you understand the importance of having a coach to help identify the blind spots, increase accountability, and help with success strategies to take you, your business, your income, and your success to the next level. If this sounds like something for you, then head over to our website, pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. That's pivotpointadvantage.com/iwantsuccess. There's a quick application there that will lead to a phone call with me to see if we're a great fit for each other. Okay, enough of that. Let's talk about mindset. I know you hear it all the time. And I promise you, it is one of the number one keys to being successful in selling and successful, period. It's the foundation of being able to sell without selling. In order to have sales success, you must be able to avoid desperation. You must be able to show up in any environment, any situation, and never have to sell. You must be able to show up in service. You must be able to show up to educate, to deliver information, to communicate, and avoid that negative energy of desperation. It's the only way you can sell without selling. If you need to make that sale, if you need to close the order, if you've got bills coming, if you've got to make your rent or your mortgage or your car payment or credit card, then all of that is stressing you out. You're going to project an energy. You're going to project a mindset. You're going to project and vomit the cells and the selling that's really going to push your avatar, your prospective client away. This is why having a strong success mindset is so important. Because in order for you to be successful in sales, be successful without selling, is to have a strong mindset so that you can have a strong success mindset, so that you can have a very comfortable sales mindset. Let's talk about some elements involved in having a success-oriented mindset. First one is you have to be growth-forward motivated. So what do I mean by that? First and foremost, I have a belief that what we feed grows and what we starve dies. In other words, you must be investing in yourself. You must be reading from people who have achieved levels of success that you've always wanted, dreamed of, desired, and deserved. You must be putting yourself in situations with experts to help you develop skill sets and mindsets. Reprogram yourself. If you're not investing in yourself, How can someone invest in your product, service, or solution? And ultimately, how can they ever invest in you? Because reality is, people really don't ever make a buying decision on the product, service, and solution that you're providing. People invest in the person that they align with, that they have rapport with, that they connect with, that they trust. And the only way they can trust you is if you trust yourself, which leads to another key element in having a success mindset, and that's trusting yourself enough to believe in yourself, to allow yourself to take necessary risks, to step into empowering yourself, to allow yourself to believe in yourself. Let's face it, if you can't trust you, who can? If you can't believe in you, who can? If you can't take risks on yourself, how can anybody ever take a risk in aligning with you or buying from you? In order for other people to trust you, believe in you, allow themselves to step into making a decision to move forward with you, you have to be able to do all that too. So if you're not willing to invest in you, others can't. If you're not willing to take risks, others won't. Another key element in possessing a success mindset is being able to love yourself through learning. What do I mean by that? Failure's okay. It's just a way of you teaching yourself a way that didn't work. That's all it is. Most people beat themselves up on a continual basis for not succeeding in something or failing or, I don't know, worse yet, having to close down businesses or giving up. Or reality is this: love yourself through failing. Because the only failure that exists is when you stop trying. Look, let me share something with you. I built a 7-figure business. I was thriving in every aspect of life. I was living the dream. I had a mishap with a partner. You know, my partner showed up and embezzled everything from me, left me with 16 cents in the bank. And if waking up one day broke after living the life of a millionaire isn't failure, then I don't know what you define failure as. Let me share something with you. It got worse because for me, I made the mistake of attaching my self-worth to my net worth. And having 16 cents in the bank isn't a significant amount of net worth. Guess what that did to my self-worth? I ended up inevitably having to file bankruptcy. While filing bankruptcy, I kept spiraling down to dark, dark, dark spaces. And I got to tell you, I learned very quickly I needed to learn the lessons that this situation provided for me, or I needed to go places I had never been before. And that was the dark depths of my mind that were getting very hard to climb out of. I really was disappointed in myself. I hated myself. I struggled. I could barely make ends meet. And it got to the point where every day I woke up, I didn't want to get up. Every day I woke up, I started looking at things like, why even bother? And then I realized, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And I stepped back and I allowed myself to identify what went right. And then I allowed myself to identify what went wrong. By identifying what went wrong, I ended up being able to see it so that I could learn from it, so that I could fix it, so I could avoid repeating it. That's how you learn. That's how you love yourself through learning. See, the only time we fail is when we don't let ourselves embrace it, learn from it, share the experience so that we can break through it, learn from it, and move through it so that we avoid repeating it. So, investing in yourself, allowing yourself to trust yourself, and allowing yourself to learn from those mistakes. The next key element in a successful mindset is the attitude of gratitude and appreciation. Let's face it, we constantly, constantly take things for granted, including ourselves. And I don't know about you, But there were so many times in my life that it was so easy to make money that I never really stepped back and looked at what I was creating. I never really appreciated what I was developing. I never even appreciated the energy that it took from me and from others to create the levels of success that I was creating until I had nothing. And that gave me the opportunity to be very grateful and very appreciative for what I did have. My family, my friends, my kids, all of this gave me a new appreciation to life. All of this helped me realize my net worth never defined my self-worth. All of this helped me realize that every second of every minute of every hour of every day, I had so much to be grateful for, and it had absolutely positively nothing to do with my bank account at all, and everything to do with life. See, it was having nothing that made me realize I really had everything. And when I learned to appreciate the little things, more little things started appearing for me to appreciate. When I learned to be grateful for the things in my life that I did have and appreciate the fact that some of it came to me and some of it I created, it allowed me to be in a space of love and appreciation and gratitude, which then created even more things. And see, I realized that the mindset of abundance had nothing to do with money and everything to do with where my heart was, where my love was, and where my life was. See, it was having nothing. And I say that in air quotes because at that time, even though I had 16 cents in the bank, I was truly the richest person in the world. See, it was at that time that I realized all that time that I was making money hand over fist, all that time that my net worth defined my self-worth, all that time that I was living life in high six figures and seven figures, I was only ever existing. I was never living. And it was when I was at my lowest bottom, when I learned to appreciate everything, that I also learned that it was time to really live and not just exist. So let me share something with you. That attitude of gratitude and appreciation moves you through being able to live and not just exist. Another key element in maintaining, growing, and developing a success mindset is to keep yourself healthy in all aspects of life. Not just your money mindset and financial, not just business. I'm talking family, friends, loved ones, significant others, spouses, spirituality, communication, health, every aspect of your life. You want to continually show up, giving yourself and those areas 100% of you. Schedule your success. Schedule your excellence in keeping yourself healthy and mind, body, soul, and spirit. These elements will all contribute to you having the ability to maintain a success mindset, which ultimately will contribute to you having a strong sales mindset to allow you to show up in a space of never, ever having to sell and allowing you to be able to sell without ever selling. Your success is important to me, and it's also important to me to make sure these episodes are valuable to you. I would love for you to do two things right now. First, I would love if you would head over to Facebook and join our Sell Without Selling community. Second, I would love to chat with you, give feedback on the episodes to find out any topics you're interested in to help make this more powerful and helpful to you achieving the success you have always dreamed of, desired, and deserve. Head over to my website, pivotpointadvantage.com/talktostacy. That's pivot. mypointadvantage.com/talktostacy, and let's get a 15-minute call on the schedule. Always remember, choice is a powerful thing, and suffering is always optional. Get out of your way so you can get on your way, so you can finally have your way. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to talking with you soon.
Whether it's mastering your mindset, communication, or success, we have more ways to keep you on your journey to greatness. Be sure to visit us at pivotpointadvantage.com for exclusive online training programs, success-specific courses, and more ways to connect to Stacy directly to help you achieve the financial success you've always desired, dreamed, and deserved. That's all available on pivotpointadvantage.com.